Test 62, Section 2, Question 24. Here it says the statements above, if true, provide a basis for rejecting which of the following claims. So what does this give us proof against? And so that would be kind of a most supported slash must be true, but in reverse, because we're looking for what's proven false. And it says, the goal of this new enacted law that bans smoking in workplaces to protect employees from secondhand smoke. So it's to protect employees from secondhand smoke. But the law is written in such a way that it cannot be interpreted as ever prohibiting people from smoking in their own homes. So basically, it's designed to protect employees in their workplaces, you know, employees from secondhand smoke. But we also know it never is going to apply to homes. I didn't really see where this was going, other than, well, okay, that kind of makes sense because you don't really think of, you know, people's homes as their workplaces. But maybe if there was some way that homes were workplaces, that would be something that would be weird. So, A, the law will be interpreted in a way that is inconsistent with the intentions. Now, we don't know whether the law will or won't be interpreted in ways that are inconsistent with the intentions. All we know is that it cannot be interpreted as prohibiting people from smoking in their own homes. B, supporters of the law believe it will have a significant impact on the health of many workers. Anything is possible about what the supporters believe because we don't really know anything about them. And so we can't say anything would be rejectable on the basis of that. The law offers no protection from secondhand smoke for people outside of their workplaces. Well, it's possible because that may be the case that it doesn't provide any protection outside of their workplace. All we know is that it's designed to protect them in their workplace. D, most people believe that smokers have a fundamental right to smoke in their own homes. We don't really know anything about what people do or don't believe, and therefore anything's possible. So we don't have evidence to reject that. And E, the law will protect domestic workers, such as house cleaners, from secondhand smoke in their workplaces. And here we get something that there is basis for rejecting that, because we know that it can't be interpreted as prohibiting people from smoking in their own homes. But if they have people working in their homes, then they would still be able to be smoking, and those people that are working there wouldn't be protected from the secondhand smoke. And therefore, E is going to be our correct answer.